is a News 1130 special report.
We're here with Robert Lewis, author of Power, Prime Ministers and the Press, The Battle for Truth on Parliament Hill. Your first day on the Hill, February 15th, 1965, what's come to be known as Flag Day. But you describe going through a rude awakening once you arrived on the Hill. Can you unpack that a little bit?
Well, when I walked up to the press gallery, 22 years of age, you know, I was just full of awe and respect for this great institution. And I walked up the steps to the press gallery, and our office was actually in an alcove off the main corridor, off the main press room. And it was like one trash can removed from a slum. I mean, there was paper, beer bottles, you know, dust balls all over the place. The fire marshal actually condemned the place, and we eventually had to move. But it was our slum, and we enjoyed it. We were 100 steps to the kind of press box-like gallery overlooking the House of Commons, and we were 50 paces to the Senate. So you're right in the thick of the action. And in those days, you could actually wander around the hallways. You could go into ministers' offices, and you could talk to people in the lobby of the House of Commons, just off the House floor. So it was much more intimate than today, because now everything is roped off, buttoned down, zipped up. Very hard to get any information, except if you want to stand in a scrum and, you know, behind a rope barrier.
So it's a lot harder today to do the, excluding technology, the access isn't what it once was.
No, I was kind of shocked when I went back there. I hadn't been there for a few years, and to see these grown men and women reporters standing behind rope barriers in pens like cattle, waiting for bon mots from the politicians. You know, I mean, that's only one part of covering the Hill. I mean, that's the circus part. And the circus includes question period and the scrums afterwards, and then the meetings they have with the reporters before and after cabinet meetings and before and after caucus. Now, behind the scenes, there's a whole world of trading info that goes on there. But it's now sort of the flax and the spinmeisters, you know, they totally dominate the press gallery, the reporters in the press gallery.
One of the things I like about the book as well is that it's a straight-up narrative, but you also have like what I'd call sidebars, where you spotlight individual reporters. BC audiences of a certain age will remember the work of Marjorie Nichols. Would you say BC does or did punch above its weight in political reporting?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, Fotheringham was the must-go columnist for Maclean's on the back page. Marjorie and I were in the gallery in the early 60s, and she was a junior reporter then, but she was a fantastic reporter. She was the junior, so she had to do what she called the crumbs. Well, the crumbs happened to be scoops. I mean, she would go around and get the public accounts out and figure out something that nobody had seen before. She was a fabulous reporter. And then later, of course, she was a fearless columnist. But then over the years, I mean, there were some very distinguished reporters for the Sun and the Province. And, you know, they really changed the way reporting got done in Ottawa. They had a powerful impact.
Toughest PM to interview?
Trudeau, Pierre. He had total disdain for everything we stood for, which was fine. I mean, that was part of the game. But you had to bring your A game with him because he didn't suffer fools. But if you could bring a little torque to a question, you often got a very good response because he loved the whole sparring business. And, you know, he evoked every emotion in Canadians, except indifference, I guess. And he was infuriating to a lot of people, certainly in the West. But as a reporter, I mean, he was the gift that kept on giving.
Easiest PM.
Well, I like Joe Clark a lot, just in terms of a human being. If you had to have somebody you'd want to have a beer with, Joe was the guy. Now, he proved himself not quite ready to be prime minister, to be sure. But he was an open, communicative fellow, and he was open to a dialogue with reporters. He posted his daily schedule for everybody to see. He was a good guy. And he just wasn't ready for the job. But in later years, you know, he had a distinguished career at the end as a minister in the Mulroney government. And he's now a happy grandfather, so he got his reward.
Does the press gallery still matter?
I think it matters more than ever because we've got this plethora of signals, confusion on the part of the public, and another big thing, huge cutbacks in the business. I'm not sure people realize what a crisis the news business is in. I know radio is doing well, but certainly print is really troubled. And most of the advertising is going to Google and Facebook. Reporters are being let go all over the place. Bureaus are disappearing in Ottawa from a lot of places. And a lot of important places, like people used to depend on reporters representing papers in Regina and Saskatoon and smaller communities across the country. Those are all gone. So you've got this whole business of confusion about signals, cutbacks, and I think reporting in a conventional sense, checking, truth, fact, is more important than ever before, because democracy thrives on good information. And the better the information, the better the democracy.
You're listening to News 1130, Vancouver's breaking news, traffic, and weather station.